Georges Bizet's 1875 opera Carmen will be sung in French with English supertitles. Six performances are scheduled from this Saturday through the 28th at the California Theater in downtown San Jose in a production of Opera San Jose conducted by its music director, Joseph Marchesio. Resident tenor Kirk Dougherty will sing the role of Don Jose, which he did last season to great acclaim at Anchorage Opera. And for all but the two final performances here in San Jose, which will be sung by tenor John Lindsay, Mr. Dougherty recently sang the roles of Cavaradossi in Tosca, Tamino in The Magic Flute, and Philip Harrington in the world premiere of Where Angels Fear to Tread, and will be Mitch in A Streetcar Named Desire later this season at Opera San Jose. Kirk, join me in studio. Welcome.
Hi.
Good to be here.
He's joined by soprano Jennifer Forney, who returns to Opera San Jose to perform the role of Micaela, a role she performed to critical acclaim in Portland Opera, where she'll return next season as Tatanya in Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin. She joined the Opera San Jose resident ensemble during the 13-14 season and appeared as Alice Ford in Falstaff, Cho-Cho-San in Madame Butterfly, and Donna Anna in Don Giovanni. Recent engagements for Miss Forney include the role of Anna and Vile's Street Scene with Springfield Opera last season. A very warm welcome to you, Jennifer.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Well, we could easily spend our brief time together talking inside baseball inside opera as musicians, all who are very familiar with the story of Carmen and the memorable music of Georges Bizet. But now, for the opera novice that might be listening, perhaps you could describe your character, each of you, and what happens in the course of the opera to him and her. Let's start with Micaela, sung by Jennifer.
Okay, well, my character is kind of the classic ingenue type in a way. She is in love with Don José. They grew up together. She has nothing but good intentions. And she comes to, in the first act, to give him a letter from his mother, basically requesting that he marry me, from the mother, not me. But I'm very excited about the letter. And then, unfortunately, he chooses to go a different route. And in Act 3, I come back months later, climbing up a mountain to find him and bring him home to his mother, who is dying. And by that point, he's a very different man than I met in Act 1.
Ah, indeed. And how about you, Kirk, who's singing Don José?
Yes, Don José is an interesting character. He goes through a lot of changes and a series of rather bad decisions brought about by meeting a woman while he was in the Spanish Dragoons, and he meets this woman, Carmen. Yes, this amazing, beautiful, but not just physically beautiful woman, a gypsy, a free spirit, a woman who transcends her surroundings and brings him to a series of crises and leads him to decisions that he wouldn't normally make. The character would probably, had he not met this woman, married Micaela, mm-hmm. returned to his homeland. He's Basque by birth. He's an outsider in these dragoons, but so is Carmen. And I think the empathy they share causes him to let her escape from jail after she's committed an assault on another cigarette girl. And from that decision comes all sorts of other turns that lead him to becoming a gypsy and, in the end, making a very fateful decision.
Well, all of this stuff makes for incredible opera, but it's hard to believe that this, when it was first performed at the Opera Comique back in 1875, was not well received. This storyline now, the storyline for the most part is
very modern,
but yes. It would probably be banned because of the cigarettes.
Yes. Too true.
and it actually wasn't until Bizet died after the 33rd performance or so of the opera, and he didn't realize what a tremendous success it would have been if he had witnessed the Vienna production. And then has it ever been out of the repertoire since then? I don't think so.
Not really. No, yeah. It is amazing. It's lasted long, and in many versions. In this version, for instance, it is sung in French with the subtitles, but we also have, rather than recitatives, which were common in Italian opera, we will use the
dialogue
in French, like the Comédie Française version.
Mm-hmm. We don't have you two singing this first act duet, but could you maybe explain what we'll hear Roberto Alagna and Inva Mula sing?
Mm, this is beautiful. This is it's a really beautiful moment in the opera where our two characters come together, and I'm his reminiscent of the past. You know, I'm coming from his hometown, which he hasn't been to in a few years, and I bring this letter from his mother, and I talk about our time together, his mother and I talking about what she wants for him. And I say, you know, she forgives you, she loves you, she thinks about you, and it really touches him, and he talks about how he desires those memories. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
Music from Carmen, and then more with Kirk Dougherty and Jennifer Forney. Don Jose, your mama loves you. She really does.
It's really true.
On that recording, we heard Roberto Alagna and Inva Mula. Kirk Dougherty and Jennifer Forney will be in the Opera San Jose production. Also in the cast, mezzo-soprano Lisa Chavez returning as the eponymous Carmen. Resident baritone Matthew Hanscom is also in the cast, which also includes sopranos Christine Capsudo and Sibel Gouverneur, Michael Boley, baritone Eugene Brancovenio, who I've had here on Open Air, a good friend, as well as basses Kirk Eichelberger and Daniel Chili, I believe is his name. Yeah. Conducted by Joseph Marchesio, Opera San Jose's music director and principal conductor. He most recently conducted Tosca and has conducted some 15 productions for Opera San Jose. General Director Larry Hancock will present free 45-minute talks to ticket holders about the opera at the California Theater down in San Jose before each performance. And I need to give a shout-out to my good friend Isabel Chapuis, who is the principal flutist of the wonderful Opera San Jose Orchestra. As a flutist, I need to emphasize the love and what an incredible score to play.
Oh, they sound incredible, too. The orchestra sounds fantastic.
Well, Kirk, we don't have you singing this wonderful La Fleur que tu m'avais jetée, but I do have Mr. Not too shabby a guy, Placido Domingo. What is he singing? This is a flower that he's held on to when he went to prison.
That's right. Yeah, when he let Carmen escape, he was taken in lieu of her to jail for a month. And during that time, he waited with the flower that she had given him in the first act, and pondered what led him to that decision. And it's this withered flower that he holds in his hand to show Carmen how much he really cares, has been thinking about her, and loves her.
Next time we have you on Open Air, we'll look for your CD of that recording. Kirk,
thank you.
Kirk Dougherty here with Jennifer Forney. They'll be starring in Opera San Jose's production of Carmen. Thanks for coming in, both of you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.